Hi, I am a leaf in motion, and this is my house. Yes, welcome. I don't know what we're going to talk about, cause yeah, usually I don't talk much. Usually I'm very very quiet. I might make little noises. Mostly we just do stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would be considered maybe a character clown, or from the tradition of the tramp clown. You know, it's less about the makeup, the fancy makeup and the big eyes and the grinning mouth and all of that. And it's more about connecting with the audience.
What's up?
My real name is Thomas Sterling, and my clown persona name is Leaf in Motion, and there's a story attached to that name, actually. I'm not sure if I want to tell this story. It's quite personal. When I was 36, I met my biological father, and when I turned 40, I asked him for a naming ceremony, and he named me Leaf in Motion. I thought to myself, if I'm embarking on this clown adventure, that would be the perfect clown name, Leaf in Motion. I was really challenged. I really, you know, had these notions that a clown had to be funny, and that's not true. You don't have to be funny. You can just be yourself, but you can be your most genuine self. And in that moment where you are connected to yourself, you're connected to some core emotion, and you share that with the audience, and they can see themselves in you, that's the magic moment when really you and the audience are kind of connected. Outside of my clown persona, I am a therapist, a mental health therapist, and I work with all sorts of people, and I'm always looking for new strategies to help them to spotlight or uncover those aspects of ourselves, those things that we don't like. Part of clowning was to celebrate the dark side, not the evil side, but those shameful parts of ourselves that we don't like anybody to see. These people that wear scary masks, they just give the rest of us clowns a bad name because they focus all of the clown attention on scariness and fear. And that's not what clowns are about. Clowns are really about sharing the human condition, bringing a little bit of levity to this very challenging, tense, overwrought world situations and terribleness. And that's really what clowning is about. It's not about scaring the pants off of people. It's really not.